The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
You're listening to South Africa's premier property investor podcast. Hi there and welcome to The Property Pod. My name is Suren Naidu and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. South Africa's super regional shopping centers are largely world class, but when it comes to perception, it's all about sentiment. And one could argue it's also about PR, social media and even Google reviews. Now, the country's major centers will need to up their game if they are not on top of it already, with a new shopping center index launched by industry researchers Urban Studies. The Urban Studies Shopper Index for super regional centers was developed to measure and compare shopper experiences in mega malls. Urban Studies says it recognizes the wealth of information contained within reviews and has developed the USSI as a quarterly publication that ranks super regional centers in South Africa based on Google review ratings. Now, to tell us more about the index and the latest results is the founding director of Urban Studies, Dr. Dirk Prinsloo. That's Dirk Prinsloo Sr., for those who know the family well. His son is also in the business and has the same name. So we're talking to the stalwart that is Dirk Sr., who was recognized by the SA Council of Shopping Centers with a Lifetime Achievement Awards back in 2016 for his contribution to the shopping center industry. A warm welcome to the Property Pod, Dirk Sr.
Thank you very much, Suren, for having me on your program. Yeah, it's a family business and we already 34 years in operation. So I'm handing over to Dirk Jr. Soon. But it has always been a privilege for us to service the industry.
I've got a little bit of a question at the end about the company, so maybe you want to share a little bit more at the end. But what made Urban Studies launch this index and how long has it been in the works? Do you want to give us some background into the whole index?
Yeah, in the year 2000, I attended a shopping center conference in the United States, and the theme of the conference focused all on service. To offer good service to their customers, to improve service levels, and to really focus on service as such. And then in the year 2004, I went back to the States, and it was noticeable how the service levels in each of the centers improved. I walked into a store and the people will say, "Good morning, sir. Can I help you, sir?" Walk into the next store. "Good morning, sir. Can I help you, sir?" So that was really a good improvement, but it was driven by a strategy 4 years earlier. And I think that is something that we need in South Africa. We wrote a couple of articles in 2018 regarding service levels in South Africa, and then with the availability of so many Google reviews, we decided to launch this Urban Studies Shopper Index, focusing on Google reviews and start measuring the quality of service in South Africa and to set certain benchmarks and then to take it further and to start improving these levels and to set this as a long-term goal of how we can really improve the great industry we already have.
Dirk, can you share some insight into how the index is compiled and which super regional malls are included, etc.? You did say it's based on Google reviews, but there's a whole process and analysis that goes into it. But some insight into the famous centers that our broader readers will recognize.
Yeah, the Google reviews is the main source of information. You can go into any shopping center, do your shopping, and then go home and make use of Google reviews and rate your experience on a scale of 1 to 5. So most shopping centers in South Africa have got a good rating, but there's a very important lack of understanding and using this information. There are literally hundreds of thousands of reviews available, and it's almost impossible to analyze these reviews by hand. So with the availability of artificial intelligence, AI, it has become easier for us to analyze that data and to get a rating on a annual basis for a shopping center. You can do it quarterly, you can do it half yearly. You can start comparing different types of shopping centers. So the use of AI is making the work much easier and much quicker. How it works is that you get a rating out of 5, and that is then summarized into a figure for a particular shopping center. That rating is then tracked over time. In our survey, we started in 2019, and currently we're reviewing the second quarter of 2024. That is the one part of the analysis. The other part of the analysis is where people write comments in their written reviews. They might mention one word, or they might write down one sentence, or one paragraph, or a number of different paragraphs. So it becomes possible to analyze those words, those keywords, through AI, and then you get a certain theme. That theme can be very positive, referring to the variety of stores in a shopping center, the quality of service, the availability of specific events and facilities. All those positive things can be analyzed, but also all the negative things. And the negative things can refer to unfriendly service, security problems, parking problems. All those things becomes available, and then you can start understanding the strengths and the weaknesses of each of your centers. Then we decided to make use of this information to analyze the super regional centers in South Africa. A super regional center is classified as a shopping center larger than 100,000 square meters. And in total, there are 12 of those centers. And these centers normally have a very wide variety of stores and a very good tenant mix. It serves a very big trade area. It also offers a variety of restaurants and eating places and coffee shops, but also entertainment. Most of your listeners would have been to some of these super regional centers, either on a regular basis or from time to time. And these centers are really the big, big, big centers in South Africa, offering a very good variety of different stores and other facilities.
Just in terms of those centers, perhaps you want to mention a few names before we go to the not-so-surprising top center in South Africa.
Yeah, obviously the best known is Sandton City in Sandton. Then in Pretoria, you've got Menlyn Shopping Center, a very large shopping center, well-established over a long time. Also in Johannesburg, you've got a number of super regional centers, but a number of older super regional centers like Westgate, Cresta, and also lately the expanded Fourways Mall is a very popular center on your show at the moment. And a lot of people are writing about it and commenting about it. And I'll also come back about to that. But then in Durban, you sit with a Gateway Shopping Center, and you also sit with the Pavilion. And then in Cape Town, Canal Walk and the V&A.
Okay, I threw it in there, but it's unsurprising. The news is already out there in terms of coverage of your report. And the VNA isn't really a surprise that it is, you know, being rated as a top center. With it being such a top tourist attraction in the mother city. But I just thought about it, like the VNA doesn't really fall into a super regional category. Why was it included?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. And the most important is the fact that all super regionals are mainly classified according to their size. And the size bigger than 100,000 is the benchmark. The VNA shopping center is below that, around about 70 to 80,000 square meters. So practically, it is not a super regional according to size. But if you look at the role and function of the VNA, it fulfills the role of serving the whole of Cape Town, serving the whole Western Cape region, serving the whole of South Africa, all tourists going down to Cape Town, as well as overseas tourists. So the role and function of the VNA is definitely that of a super regional. And to include the VNA as in the lower category wouldn't have been right in terms of the role and function the center fulfills. And this is also the center that's caused the top of the list. But one must understand what is happening at the VNA. The VNA started with what we call mystery shopper surveys. That is where you send somebody into a store and evaluate the service level in that store. So those mystery shopper surveys have been conducted at the VNA since 2014. So they, at a very early stage, realized what it is to offer good service. They use those mystery shopper surveys to train their tenants and also to award their tenants. And by looking at the new shopper index, one can follow the same route by using that kind of information to really identify good performing tenants, but also to look at those underperforming tenants and to make sure that you train them, that you assist them, and that you really encourage them to improve their service levels. And this index can also be used to promote not only good service, but to increase the total performance of the whole shopping center.
Thanks for that, Dirk. What was the idea behind opting for Google reviews as a basis for the index? The reason I ask, you mentioned some interesting insight around the shopper survey, but with Google reviews, you know, Cape Town, Western Cape are quite savvy on the social media front. They are will take the time to share posts and that sort of thing. So I would gather there will be an increasing amount of comments on reviews, for example, for Western Cape shopping centers. Obviously, Canal Walk is also mentioned on your list. Do you want to comment around that?
Yes, very interesting. It is not necessarily the social gatherings of people that increase social and Google reviews. It is mainly driven by each and every shopping center where they promote and encourage the shoppers to fill in the Google reviews. For instance, Canal Walk in Cape Town has got amongst the highest number of Google reviews, while the VNA, although it scored the highest, the number of Google reviews for VNA isn't that high. So it all depends on the marketing team in a shopping center to encourage people to fill in the shopper reviews and to get feedback and to act on that.
Thanks for that insight. Very interesting there. I didn't double check on that. But would you like to highlight some of the other key takeaways from the latest index? Because as I mentioned in my intro, the index probably will grow in stature with the different centers upping their game since you guys are putting them in the spotlight, as it were.
Yes, I would really encourage people to make use of this index and to encourage the shoppers to get more reviews and also the retailers to encourage their customers to make more use of reviews. Because if we can increase the reviews, we can really improve the industry and the service levels. But the big findings in the first one, and the first one was released about 3 weeks ago, and the rating for the 13 different super-regional centers included in this shopper index range from 4.36 to 4.77, and this is out of 5. So you can already see that the rating of our shopping centers and our super-regional shopping centers are already on a high level. But there is a lot of room for improvement. But what the index is also doing is it's out there. People are getting aware of this, and this is now becoming a competition amongst shopping centers for that first and second and third spot, almost like the Tour de France. Tough fighting for that those positions. But it is very important to understand that the level of our centers are already good, but there's a lot of improvement that we can still apply at our centers. Immediately, if you get the detailed information from the shopper index, you will start understanding what are the positives and what are the negatives. And it's mainly those negative issues that needs to be addressed. Another important finding is that the newer centers in the country are scoring at a higher rate compared to the older centers. That means that we need to upgrade and renew our shopping centers on a regular basis and to make sure that it remains fresh and new and attractive and offering the best and the latest tenant mix. So very important that we understand not only the age of our shopping centers, but that we do something about it to make sure that the quality of our centers remains the best. I just want to continue with the other main results of the finding of the survey. And the one there is, and we also use that as a case study, is the Pavilion in Durban, where the rating and the rank of Pavilion was at number 12 a year ago, and the current rating or the current rank is at number 6. The center spent a lot of time in increasing the tenant mix, increasing the level of service, increasing small issues like parking, etc., etc. And that you can immediately see the result jumping from number 12 to number 6. Four is more, still on the lower side, but I believe that because a lot of actions are being taken to improve the center and to bring back the shoppers to the center, that the ratings will also increase over time, although it might take some time as the whole process is not going to be finalized within a year or so, but it will take some time.
Dirk, before you go, do you want to share some insight on the company? You talked about founding the company and your son set to take over, but can you give us a little bit of history before you go around your urban studies company?
Thank you very much for asking. The company was established in 1990 as a family business. And so we celebrated our 34th birthday a couple of months ago. And we specialize not only in shopping center research, but also in all urban market research. We do market potential studies for residential development, office development, hospitals, schools, hotels. But the majority of the studies is mainly focusing on the retail side. And we have conducted more than or close to 5,000 market research studies. And quite interesting that the focus on shopping centers, we conducted more than 350 what we call primary research studies. That is where you conduct interviews inside a shopping center So we conducted more than 350 surveys in 350 shopping centers countrywide. So we're trying to offer something to the property owners and property developers to make sure that our industry remains new and fresh, and that we bring the latest technology and AI into understanding shopping behavior, our customers, and to improve, eventually to improve the service that we offer.
Dirk, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thanks so much for your time on the podcast. That was Dirk Prinsloo, the founding director of Urban Studies.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.